Simon Shin Lamates, Siv Zayin. The Mechaber says that a Sfina, a boat, if it's sitting on the Karka Yam, on the bottom of the sea, on the bottom of the river, on the bottom of the water, and it's not moving at all, so then you're allowed to enter it on Shabbos. And even if it's not sitting on the bottom of the water, on the ground on the bottom, it's in the, floating in the water, but it's tied down the way boats tend to be tied by the port, even if it is moving around a little bit, you're allowed to come in there on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says that in general, there's a gzera, that a boat that's moving around in the water, you're not allowed to enter it on Shabbos, or any type of floater, or anything that could carry you across the river, you cannot go into a Shabbos, because it looks like you're swimming on Shabbos. The same idea, swimming on Shabbos, it's also because it might come to make a chavish shaitan, a floater to help you get across the water. So to swim, or do anything similar to swimming is awesome. Therefore, you cannot go into a boat on Shabbos that's moving around, unless it's either down at the bottom of it, is touching the bottom of the water, touching the ground on the bottom, like the sea level, so to speak, on the bottom, or if it's tied down properly, which Mishnah Berurah explains means that there's one knot at the end of the boat and one knot on the dry land, tied by a rope. Now, the Mishnah Berurah also says that it's also to do a trick to go to sleep in the boat at night, and you know that in the morning, when you wake up, lo and behold, the boat will have moved because the guy is going to take it across to the other side of the river on Shabbos, even within the Tchum Mitzasser. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is assigned to some Reish Memches. We're there, we've previously learned that the Ramah says that if you enter the boat in Erev Shabbos and you cut a Shvis over there, and that becomes your Makom, your home for Shabbos, then it's Mutter. People used to do that, then they go off, they'll come back in dry land, they'll go back in the boat later. Since they're on the boat by Hashmash at the beginning of Shabbos, that was like your house for Shabbos, and then when the boat moves afterwards on Shabbos with you on the boat, with you on the ship, or whatever it is, it does not look like you're swimming across the river, because this boat, this was your home base for the whole Shabbos. Even the boat's going to go out of Tchum, so it's Mutter. Mishnah Berurah says it's only heter to go on that boat. To switch from one boat to another boat, that you cannot go on Shabbos. Just that boat you start off Shabbos on, you're allowed to stay on that boat even when it's traveling, and you can walk around the whole boat around the, within the mechitzas of that boat. Now, the Achrim discussed a case, somebody who had a big chayv by a guy owed him a lot of money, he wants to go collect it, and he finds out this guy is very sick. If he waits till after Shabbos, the guy might die. So he wants to hire someone to take him on a small boat to get to this guy across the river. And Mishmur brings the real Levi, that's also, because not for sure something will go wrong. Maybe the guy won't die, and if the guy does die, people give instructions to his inheritors that they should pay back the chayv to the Yid. And these even, within the Tchum, will be also to take the boat across the river on Shabbos. Among Avram says that even if it's Bar Yazega, even if it's certain, they did not get the money. It's certain, his mamish, we know he's going to die, and he's not going to give instructions to pay you. Still, it's also, even for a Dvar Mitzvah, it's also to travel on a boat on Shabbos. The Chayyadim writes, that if someone needs to travel across for mitzvah veris, a mitzvah that the opportunity of the mitzvah will be gone by the end of Shabbos, he has no way to travel. Or if it's a case where it's a bar yezeka, where it's certain that he's going to have a loss if he doesn't collect the chalei from the guy in Shabbos, so then there's room to make it, as long as within the tchum, Mishnah Berurah says, but not out of the tchum. Simen shin mem is kama dinim from things that are also on Shabbos, ke'ein told us of the avos. So the first example, the Machaber gives of Aleph, the one's not allowed to get a haircut, cut his hair, or Tziporanov is not allowed to cut his nails on Shabbos, whether with his hand or with the kli, whether his own hair, his own nails, or somebody else's, that's also due on Shabbos. And Mishnah Berurah brings to the Gemara that if one to bite his nails, to bite a nail off is the same thing, the same problem as ripping a nail off with his hands. And Mishnah Berurah says, although the Mechaber puts it all together in one klal, that whether you do it biyad, you do it with kli, or like Mishnah Berurah after the Gemara, the bite with your teeth, really, there is a difference. Sometimes also deraisa, it's malachas, Geiz is the rice, sometimes it's the rabbanon. The malachi we're talking about is geiz, is shearing the wool of the sheep. And the told of that is for a human being to cut his hair or to cut his nails. Now, if he's doing it for the tellus of the hair, similar to the sheep, he's doing it for the tellus of the wool. So then, it's a malachi the rice. If you're doing it just because you don't want to have such long hair, or you don't want to have those nails, such long nails, it's malachi to shine them, if that's also the rice, or that's the rabbanon, because it's not similar to shearing the geiz is the wool of the sheep, or you're doing it for the wool. Here you're not doing it for the hair or for the nails, it's for yourself to be better off without the extra hair, without the extra nails. That's what Chalik is derayis drabanan. But moreover, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's only if you do it the normal way, the way it's a derech, then it's derayis. But if you do it with a shinoi, not a typical way, then it'll for sure be drabanan. So for example, it's normal for one to cut the nails with a nail clipper, with a nail scissor, that would be derayis. Maybe any scissor would be derayis. But for one to rip off his nails with his hands, that would be drabanan. It's normal for someone to cut their hair with a scissor. If someone rips out hairs in a way that's not a derech to do, that's a klach yad, that's a lishinah, it's drabanan. And the opposite also, anything that's a derech to do biyad, do with your hands. So if you do it with your hands, it's a malach deraisa, chayav chantas. If you do it with a kli, if that's not a derech, it'll be drabanan. So if you do it normal way, it's deraisa. If you do klach yad, not normal way, it's definitely usr, but usr only be usr drabanan. And also, in terms of this malach of gazes, if you're doing it for the thing itself you're taking off, it's definitely deraisa. If you're doing it just that you should be rid of that thing being on you, because you'll feel better without it, that's malach of shenim, it's deraisa, drabanan.